Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, we welcome to the bunker a very longtime friend of ours, Al Murray, the assistant general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Your Lightning won last night, Al.
How about that?
Hockey is the toughest sport for the top team to win the championship. Because we really have had high expectations for about 5 years now. We've been to one Stanley Cup final. We've been to two other Eastern Conference finals. And I think that's the expectation of everybody in the organization. And anything less than Stanley Cup will be disappointing for us this year.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Wow, that's Al Murray, the head scout of the Tampa Bay Lightning, dropping bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Before the start of last year's Stanley Cup playoffs, they went on to win it. That's the guy in the intro. Hello, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the RP Show for this Tuesday, January 12th. It is episode number 398 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. Rod here, Darren Moose DuPont there, and we're coming in hot. We've already had an hour on the air on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and various platforms, and now we go to Game Plus TV. But we've found some hot button topics amongst our viewers, and not really meaning to.
Right.
But hang on, you're going to see why. I just want to tell you, coming up here in this hour of the program, Rod Black from TSN, the peerless, the ageless, the great Rod Black from TSN joining us. But let's jump right into the Quick Six show topics, please. Director Jordan, because it's going to take a while here in the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace, your home for the National Football League. Last night, in a game that took, I believe, over 4 hours to play, the college football playoff national championship, the Alabama Crimson Tide knocked off the Ohio State Buckeyes 52-24 in Miami. I really got to give my wife a lot of credit. She knew I wanted to watch because of my good friend Steve Sarkisian coaching with the Crimson Tide. She literally rolled over because we watched in our bed, and she said, "Is it almost over?" I said, "There's 5 minutes left in the first half." Like,
I know.
And what people forget is it's a championship game, like a Super Bowl, like a Grey Cup. Those 60-second commercial breaks become two-minute commercial breaks. The halftime show is extended. That's what makes it a four-plus-hour game.
Yeah.
It was just a little long. Nobody ever thought Alabama wasn't going to win it. It was other than you. But it was by how much?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just poking fun
of
at you.
Course.
You could smile when I do that. But very interestingly, we told people to take the over. The over-under was set at 75 points, and if you add up the total, 76 were scored. You're welcome. But to point two, this is what's got people fired up. And I should have known people in Canada are fired up over this. I'd like to know from our American viewers what you think. Clark says he does have the video from the streets of Tuscaloosa, Alabama last night. Tens of thousands of Crimson Tide fans. My mind, probably because of my affliction of ADD, rattled off about five things. But off the top of it was, good for them. Two, good for them. Three, man, I wish I was there. Four, why can they do that and we can't do that here in Canada? And what really triggered my mind is I went into the mentions on Twitter and one guy said, "I'm not staying home anymore. If they can do that, what am I home torturing myself for?" That's just a random dude. I'm not telling anybody not to follow the rules. I've followed the rules through all of this, and I've stayed COVID-free. Those rules, I guess, work. Or at least they have for me.
Yeah.
But for the sporting people in Canada who have been unable to play in pretty much all sports, unless you're a multi-billionaire league like the NHL. Every other league's been shut down in this country or forced into America like the Blue Jays and the Raptors. You just saw the video. What is up? How come they can gather and we can't? And you often see after these rallies in America, depending on what side of the political spectrum you're on, whether it be the Sturgis motorcycle rally or a Black Lives Matter rally or a Capitol Hill riot rally, I don't see this massive spike in cases in the news from all of these rallies. So my question is very simply what popped into my mind was, what do you think when you see that? Those are mine. You?
Yeah, I mean, we don't see the spike related to these rallies in the news, that's for sure. You know, maybe we do see the spike in cases. I would imagine that we're going to see a spike in cases somewhere, but they're not going to relate it back to this because they're all going to go their separate ways to all different communities and break away. You know, we talked about 14,000 people in the building. I don't have a problem with that. This kind of is a little bit, you know, a little uneasy. And for the guys who kind of say they can do that, so forget about it. I'm going to go do what I want. If they can do it, I can do it. Two wrongs don't make a right, but hey, when you're in that moment, you're celebrating a championship. I get it. You forget. You don't think about those things. You just want to celebrate. So I don't blame them. But at the same time, this isn't once in a lifetime for Alabama. You're going to win again. You've won before. Like, you could watch that one on TV.
I'm not even making any judgments. Joe Lozito is watching on Long Island right now. He says, I'm not fired up at all, Rod. Every individual has to weigh the risk for themselves. Yeah, but you're in America, where you've got the right to make those decisions for yourself. The point is, here in Canada, you're not allowed to make the decisions for yourself. And all the people in sports, the thousands of people affected by sports in Canada, are forced to stay on the sidelines, the decisions being made for them. And they want the choice in Canada, but they're not getting it. I need to move on. Point three, NHL.com sending out their power rankings. Came into my inbox this morning, and I scribbled down the top five, and then I went to the bottom of the column looking for the bottom five teams in the NHL and realized, oh, wait, it's a league-subsidized website, so they're not going to make anybody look bad. So it was the top 16 teams, that's all. I wrote down the top five from NHL.com from their writers, a poll. Number one, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Number two, the Colorado Avalanche. Number three, the Vegas Golden Knights. Number four, the St. Louis Blues. And number five, the Philadelphia Flyers. No Canadian teams in there. I had to Google worst NHL team in 2021 to find the bottom five. Some blog popped up, and these are the worst. From worst to not so worst. Okay, Detroit ranked the worst team.
Wow.
It's the 80s all over again, y'all. Detroit, the worst. Then Anaheim, and then L.A. I thought they would have had their act together by now, but maybe not. But they're going to
eat call
each
it?
Other.
Death Valley?
Death Valley. And throw San Jose in there,
used
too.
Used to be.
Used to be. Throw San Jose in there. That you'd go through California, know you're going to lose in the NHL. It was just by how much when you played the Kings, the Ducks, and the Sharks. And they all missed the playoffs last year. So anyways, Detroit, Anaheim, L.A., Ottawa, and then the fifth worst team, the Chicago Blackhawks. You look at some of those, what you would think, iconic franchises from the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Times, they are a-changing. Point four, the Philadelphia Eagles firing head coach Doug Peterson. I'm going to tell you, I was shocked. But we have to remember, you don't really know what's going on in an organization. You don't. And as a matter of fact, most organizations go to great pains to paint everything real nice when you know they're a dumpster fire underneath the surface. The Eagles, most of their problems played out on the field in front of us all, right? But they won a Super Bowl just 3 years ago, their first ever. There was literally a statue of Doug Peterson out front of the link, and they fired him yesterday. Less than three calendar years after winning a Super Bowl, and it just appears like it was quarterback versus player. Have I read that wrong, Darren? That's what it seemed. Carson Wentz won.
Yeah, really. At the end of the day, and it, you know, I dealt with that in Tennessee with Bud Adams as the owner. It was Jeff Fisher or Vince Young. It was one or the other. And Bud Adams, he sided with Jeff Fisher, and Vince Young left, and nobody had success. Neither Vince didn't have success. The Titans didn't have success. Was done. Same thing here. You know, it came down to Doug Peterson and the ownership didn't agree on where to go, right? Where to go with Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz and the future of the organization and, you know, buying into a rebuild or continuing to try and, you know, win division titles and compete now. And it's rebuild time in Philadelphia. And so he's out. Carson Wentz stays. And away we go.
I didn't expect it to end like that.
I know.
And now, by the way, that's seven coach firings in the NFL, seven openings. If you do the math, that's almost one in four teams is firing their coach. And I'll say to all you coaches out there watching, because you tell me every day you do, why do you want to coach? Why would you want to coach? I don't get it.
Coach because That's what they are.
That's what they do. No, I get it. But holy smokes, to have your fate in the hands of 40 to 50 young men? No thanks. Point four, Raptors lost again, and I'm starting to think that they're not going to be in the playoffs. How could they be? They're 2-8, and they lost in Portland last night, 112-111. Talk to me about one-point losses. Oh, they lost in Golden State the night before by 1 point. Could have been 20 points. They still lost. And what do we say? Ugly babies grow up to be ugly adults. Beautiful babies grow up to be beautiful adults. The Raptors are an ugly baby this year.
It's the way it looks.
Almost right? Without fail, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Write it down.
It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare that
you overcome a start like that.
It really is.
Some CFL notes, point six, out of Winnipeg, Willie Jefferson, it was announced with the football club, with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, agreeing to a restructured deal. It's interesting how the CFL is using language in these news releases. For any of those of you that were around in the 90s, you remember it was in the newspapers that players were taking pay cuts. And it's funny how they all were thought of as heroes then, too.
Yeah.
So-and-so took a pay cut because he knows the situation that we're in. And none of that's wrong. They're just calling it something different now, restructured deals. But I'm starting, this was the other hot button topic that came up near the end of last hour. If Gary Bettman comes out and says, we could have saved more money by just shutting it down and not playing, but our owners wanted to play, it tells you why the CFL didn't play, right? Very clearly.
Yep.
It was all because of cost. And two, and this brought up the comment from Jeff in Calgary, like, why am I falling for it? All these new contracts and signings and players opting in, is it all a ruse? Because I'm seeing coverage from people from news outlets that I trust, and there's very few, and don't take that as a slight, Canadian media outlets. It's the American media that I largely don't trust. But the sites that I see are projecting that we are maybe half, at best, halfway through this pandemic in terms of the economic harshness and lockdowns and restrictions. Halfway! It feels like we've been at this for a decade. Halfway. Saw a news report this morning from the Associated Press that the herd immunity that they're trying to garner through the vaccinations won't even happen in 2021. So is the CFL not trying to find a way to play without fans? Is that the deal? I brought up Jeff the Stampeders fan because he wrote in and he said, is the CFL not considering playing with limited capacity? Well, it looks to me like they're not.
I know it does. I would hope that they are, but I'd want to hear that. Look, here's what we're looking for. Yeah, vaccine's coming and that's great, but we're not putting all our eggs in that basket, right? We're trying to play. And 2 years without football is not acceptable to us. That's what I want to hear, right? And we're trying. But this isn't the NFL, and our pockets aren't as deep. And, right, fall on your sword a little bit. I think people will be sympathetic to that if you're honest and open and say, look, we want to play. This is unacceptable. But we're not the NFL, so we have to be creative. We're trying to be creative. The best thing is a vaccine. And here's what we're working on if it doesn't. And this might not work either. But at least we're trying and we're thinking about you. That's all you can ever ask for as a fan, but we're not even getting that. We're just getting secrecy and kind of quietness, and we're left to come up with our own conclusions and wonder, what are you doing when we're not watching?
What you're talking about is honesty and transparency, which, quite frankly, have never been the hallmarks of the Canadian Football League. So I'm not just talking about the leaders right now, but we're not getting silence. Every day we're getting new news of Willie Jefferson, a restructured deal, and Cody Fajardo, a new deal. It's all good news. So I was falling for it.
That's
all that I'm saying.
Well, we talked about that with the labels, right? It's gluten-free. Honey, I know it costs a little more, but this is better for you. It's gluten-free. It says it right here on the label. And it's like, maple syrup's always gluten-free. 100% pure maple syrup. It's always gluten-free. You're falling for a label, but that's the trendy thing, right?
And right.
Restructured sounds better than pay cut, right? Relieving you of your duties sounds better, or not renewing a contract sounds a lot better than getting fired.
Those are the quick six show topics here in the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons, your home for the NFL. I'll jump into some viewer comments right now. Currently, Ray is watching in Toronto on Game Plus. Hi, Rod. I would not look to the USA for any examples. The USA is out of control in many ways. You can't dispute the numbers they're generating regarding the Rona. Wait 2 weeks for spikes in Alabama. Stay safe. That's all I wanted was the viewer's take. That's all that I asked. Ray also wants to know what your thoughts of Lamar Jackson's snub at the end of the game against your Titans was. Hang on to that, okay? We'll answer that later. There were some bonus points. Evander Kane files for bankruptcy. The San Jose Sharks forward. He's $26 to $28 million in debt. I said last hour that you can't fix stupid, and maybe that was harsh. What do you want us to say about a guy that's made, what have they said, $45 million in his career? Mm-hmm. Now we're learning there might have been some other issues involved, addiction issues, as it relates to gambling. So my first thought was, where's his agent? Where's his parents? Where's his people around him? And then I thought, he's a grown-ass man, and you have to own up to your own decisions. So it goes back to point A. Chase Claypool, gotta love this kid, of the Steelers, saying that the Cleveland Browns will get clapped by Kansas City this week. Is that a new term?
It's his term.
It's his term.
It is a term, you know.
It's just sour grapes.
Of course it is. This is what I said. You know, pre-game trash talk I love, post-game trash talk I hate. You know, one is fun, one is, and it can be whatever, but the second is just sour grapes, disrespectful, and bad taste, post-game trash talk, always. And we want to do that when we lose.
Breaking news before we break. Thanks for everybody for pointing this out. And this from my TSN notification. The Winnipeg Jets lost goaltender Eric Comrie and defenseman Lucas Sabiza on waivers today. Comrie was awarded to the New Jersey Devils, while Sabiza was claimed by the Nashville Predators. The Sharks claimed Rudolph Balcers from the Ottawa Senators, and the Edmonton Oilers lost goalie Anton Forsberg to the Carolina Hurricanes. The remaining players among the 89 placed on waivers on Monday, including Montreal Canadiens veteran Corey Perry, all cleared. So there's some news from the NHL. Rod Black joins us next. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus Television in all 10 provinces across Canada, 31 states. Now daily on YouTube Live and Listen Live for Sud's Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is. And producer Clark tells me still no Rod Black in the queue, so we might be kicking it old school today, Dupes. Just you and me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Chewing the fat with the viewers. And that's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Plenty to chew on.
Sports update. The Raptors suffered their second straight one-point loss, falling on the road against the Portland Trailblazers, 112-111. After C.J. McCollum hit a go-ahead jumper with 9.9 seconds to play in the game, McCollum finished with 30 points as Portland came from behind after trailing by as many as 13 points in the fourth. With a performance that was both surgical and explosive, number one Alabama won the college football playoff national championship 52-24 against number three Ohio State. Alabama went undefeated to become national champion for the sixth time in 12 years under Nick Saban.
Surgical and explosive. Yours or theirs? Your term or theirs?
I'm just reading what they wrote here.
It was very good.
I know.
It was very co-sell.
I thought it would sound like something I might say.
That's why I asked.
Hang on.
In an effort that was surgical and explosive.
The timing of Kyrie Irving's return to the Brooklyn Nets remains unknown, with coach Steve Nash saying he had no update on the point guard status. The Nets have listed Irving as out for their game tonight against Denver, which will be the fourth straight he misses for personal reasons. Nash said it's a private matter and has refused to discuss Irving's absence in detail. Oh, and one thing I did see Rod Black tweeting about last night was that Skate Canada announced that the 2021 Canadian Figure Skating Championships and Skate Canada Cup have been canceled due to the pandemic. The Canadian Championships, also the trial competition for the Worlds, which are scheduled for March in Stockholm, were set to run from February 8th to 14th in Vancouver. This sports update is, of course, proudly brought to you by the Tap Brew House and Drive-Thru Liquor Store. You can find them at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, now with 8 amazing flavors, including the new Almond Mocha. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. And it was like Christmas here yesterday because the box showed up. The box.
It's amazing.
What are we getting? A box a month from G2G
it's
now?
About that.
It's feeding the entire staff here.
Whatever it is, they just know like exactly when we need a new shipment because it's here always like 3 days before we need them.
I'm happy that everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Around here. I want to check the poll results today. Did I mention the poll earlier? What is your featured game this weekend in the National Football League divisional playoff round? The Los Angeles Rams at Green Bay Packers, Baltimore Ravens at Buffalo Bills, Cleveland Browns at Kansas City Chiefs, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. On Facebook, what are they saying? It's right in front of you.
Yeah, 37% Bucs and Saints, the juicy quarterback matchup, followed by Ravens Bills. So
that's interesting. On Twitter, into the hundreds of votes cast, same story. Bucs Saints number one, Ravens Bills number two. Mine is Bucs Saints. I'm a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah.
And let's just go back for a second. Way back when all this started going down. The divorce between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, which I believe was pre-pandemic. I think I was in Mexico at the time. Remember when Tom put out the photo, the black and white photo of him?
Yeah.
You couldn't tell if he was walking into Gillette Stadium or out of Gillette Stadium. Remember that prehistoric time? And then he left. And then he went to Tampa. And the question was, who's going to have more wins? I believe we had a poll question on that.
Yeah.
Right? Back in the spring. Who would have more wins? Patriots under Bill Belichick or Buccaneers under Tom Brady? I don't remember what the result was. I darn sure know who I voted for. It was Tom Brady. But we had some Buccaneers players on, mm-hmm. and that whole city just went crazy. Tampa. And now here they are. What'd they finish? 11-5?
Yeah.
Going on the road and back-to-back weeks in the playoffs. Listen, they're Super Bowl contenders because they're in the playoffs. And they've already won a round. Can we just dial it back for a second and think of how this has played out?
I know.
This is exactly the way they wanted it to in Tampa Bay, but how often do things go the way that you want them to?
I know, and it was a big shift for Tom because you look at where they went and where they started. They didn't get going, and it was just a collection of stars. But then you start hearing more and more, and I was watching and listening to a report that it's so hot in Tampa that they couldn't put in the work that Tom's accustomed to in New England, where the temperatures don't get as high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the extra hours and hours and hours of drills and routes and throwing and, you know, running and catching and all those things that you couldn't put them all to put in the amount of work. It was more film study. So to get on the same page took longer in Tampa than it did in New England. And now that the weather's dropping a little bit, they've been allowed later in the year to put in more of that work. It's easier on the body. And now you're starting to see this team, you know, rise again, and this is a big test against a really, really good defense, one of the top defenses in the NFL in New Orleans. It'll be very interesting to see how they perform.
Combined age of the quarterbacks is 85.
Did you see Tom put out the grandpa pictures of the two of them?
We should have had that. Maybe, I think Clark's trying to get Rod Black on the air, but if you look at Tom Brady's Twitter, it's the age, what do you call it, face app?
Yeah.
Of Tom Brady and Drew Brees as old men.
They say every game that these two play in should be on the History Channel. I think that's hilarious. And that Tom's playing into it.
He's leaning into it, as you would say.
He's leaning into it, and I respect it.
Everybody thinks Tom Brady runs his own social media. Pretty sure he's reading the playbook. But he's got a good team that does.
Yes.
Well, Clark's asking if we break at the bottom of the hour, are we eligible to do that? Are the Game Plus people able to do that? Okay, so we will do that. I'll read a couple text messages here. Brady writes in from Saskatoon, Prairie Mobile text line, Hey, Rod, Devontae Smith was one heck of a performance last night. 250 yards-ish and a half before getting hurt. Raptors continue their slump. They can't finish late in the game. My NHL Northern Division rankings are 1 Leafs, 2 Habs, 3 Flames, 4 Jets, 5 Oilers, 6 Canucks, 7 Senators. Go Habs! From Brady. And regarding Doug Peterson being fired in Philly, actually from Leonard on all of our topics, texting in from the 536, he says, but the COVID death rate has gone up in the United States regarding the celebration in Tuscaloosa last night. And he says, so Corey, he got canned after winning a Grey Cup here with the Riders. That's Leonard. Yeah, it was 18 months for both John Gregory with the Saskatchewan Roughriders and Corey Chamberlain. Almost to the day they were fired after winning a Grey Cup. But it's how sports has changed. There's not a lot of long leashes now in pro sports, right?
What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately?
And a Super Bowl 3 years ago is not lately. That's ancient history. Apparently.
So there's a lot of toppings on the table. I feel like we're at a bonanza buffet. And they're all delicious.
The trough.
So Rod Black will join us after this break. The fellows at Game Plus in downtown Toronto says they're ready for a break. So stay tuned, everybody. The great Rod Black from TSN joins us next. You're watching on Game Plus TV. Live daily now on YouTube. And listen live for Sud's Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode number 398 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show continues. As promised, we're going out on video chat. TSN's Rod Black joins us, a man whom I find infinitely entertaining on Twitter. I'll say, Happy New Year, Roderick. How are you, sir?
Hey, dude, you have got a lot of sponsors. You are so sponsored. You're like the human billboard. I love that. Look at that. I mean, first of all, congratulations. 398, may you have 398,000 more. Very proud of what you've been able to do. Your show's great. Obviously, unfortunately, this segment's not going to be very good. But it's nice to have all those sponsors. What kind of a day do you have in beautiful Saskatchewan?
Hey, what is it? It's about plus two
it's
or so?
It's going to be yeah. Right around zero, yeah.
Yeah, but I saw a photo from Southern Ontario the other day. Do you literally not have snow out there, you guys?
Take a look, man. I got snow.
Oh, you do?
I got snow there. Yeah. I got snow.
We're not the only ones.
It's over here right now. Where I live north of the city, so we got a lot of snow up here. We got this thing called the Simcoe Streamer or something. So we're out on a – I saw some pictures you had the other day on, I think, Facebook or Twitter machine or wherever, whatever it is you do. I saw some pictures of you outside. We had a chance the other day to do that, too, in a beautiful pond. And I'm sure, like you – get outside if you can. I know we have to be social distant, but get outside because there's nothing that feels more normal than getting outside and going for a skate in Canadian winter. It was awesome. So yeah, we've got snow. It's cold. It's winter. And oh, by the way, it's it's day 398 of your show. What is it in terms of the COVID lockdown or meltdown here? This thing has
right
to
around.
End soon. Please.
It feels like right around the same. I think we're over 300 now, Rod.
Yeah, I was going to try to get one of those virtual pictures. You guys can't do that on this format. I was going to have a little virtual picture of me on the beach, and I could pretend to be a Canadian politician. It would be really good, actually.
Oh, that's my commentary today. I'm so angry. My brother just texted me, great commentary. I'm so mad that all the sports people have sat on the sidelines, been respectful, observed the rules, and the people that are sending out the rules aren't respecting it. That, oh man, it'd be a while before I calm down on that.
Rod, I don't mind. I think people need to get away. I don't mind when people get away if they do the quarantine and they go away, but they're not leaders in our community. When they're the people that are making the rules, so many of us have not traveled, have not been able to travel. So many So how wouldn't it be nice if a nurse or a doctor could take a break and go away after what they've gone through? They can't right now. Why should somebody who is so entitled and then try to fake it and not be around? It doesn't make any sense to me. There's an old, I remember going to the Olympics a few years ago, and I'm sure you've had John Shannon on the air. And I remember it was my first Olympics back in 1992. And he said, Roddy, we're going to go out this week. We've got 2 weeks to go out. I said, really? I said, well, I didn't plan on going out anyway. Because you know why? During the Olympics, we're not going out. And I know the Olympics aren't anything like this. But he said, like someone who goes, an athlete who goes to a championship, say one of those kids last night at the college championship. I'm sure their coach said the night before, you have every day in the rest of your life to party or go away or do something or go on a vacation. During this time, this is like war. You have to be here. And our leaders, some leaders, haven't been here. So, yeah, you should rant on that. I'm telling you, I was really pissed off hearing all of that, what that went on. And hey, I get a Rod's rant, too, because I'm Rod. That's nice. And I get Bronco plumbing. I need some plumbing down here. It absolutely infuriated me when I heard that. And, you know, our leaders have to leave. I think our leaders have done a decent job. I thought they did a great job early on. I think we still need some more guidance and direction. We need help across Canada to control this virus. And, you know, if it takes laws, if it takes lockdown, so what? Let's do it. Let's just get it done. Don't have rules for some and rules for other. There's my rant.
I know. And I'll just say this. I'm reading on news coverage today, and it's this cabinet minister who's resigned his spot in cabinet is saying, I will have no more comment on this. Whoa, that's not up to you, man. Wouldn't that be nice that you could just stop talking?
You won't have to have comment on it if you go away, because you're not going to have a job anymore. Simple. If you're a leader and you're a respected leader, you should not be doing the things that these people have been doing. I don't care if you had a real estate deal down wherever it was, or you had stuff. Yes, I do believe for people who have loved ones who needed some medical help or assistance or something that was really an emergency, there is no reason in the world that anybody should be sitting on a beach, sipping a cocktail, while the rest of us are all at home, inside, and having to do what we have to do to control this. It doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, sorry.
Hey, it's all good. I don't have any problem with anybody going on the beach, as long as you're not telling other people to stay home.
Posting. Yeah, exactly. Anybody can do whatever they want. They can go down there, quarantine on the way back, you know, stay 6 feet away from me. I don't care, but whatever. I mean, it's different. And hey, it's affecting our sports world. It's really affecting our sports world in such a way. We talked before, last time I was with you, Rod, we talked about the NBA bubble, how successful it was. Well, now we're seeing when you're outside a bubble, it's not that successful. And you see the spread that's happening. Yesterday, I got terrible news that the Canadian Skating Championships, an event that I've loved through the years. I remember when it came through Saskatoon a few years ago, we had an event in Regina as well. I remember, you know, skating fans across the country love the national championships, one of my favorites of the year. But these kids haven't been able to train. And so now that has been banged. That's got canceled. There's, you know, they're not having it. It was supposed to be this week and they moved it to February. Now they've absolutely canceled it. And probably rightfully so, because they cannot keep everyone safe.
Boy, nice segue there, buddy. You're a real pro. You've been doing this for a while. What did you think about? Here's one of my topics on the table. I was saying, the video of the tens of thousands of people in Tuscaloosa cramming the streets last night after the Crimson Tide won. What did you think when you saw that? I assume you saw the video.
Tuscovid-alusa? yeah. I'm not sure what's spreading more, COVID or stupidity, really. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, but I there are so many people that think this thing doesn't exist. I can tell you, Rod, you can tell everybody. I have people who live near me. They have this thing. I know people who have suffered from this thing. Everybody, we've got to be very careful. There's a reason we have health officials on every day. Contrary to what some politicians may think down in the States, it's real. So no, those kids should not. There'll be another spike or peak because of a super spread. Now, I don't mind having people in stands, or, you know, hopefully when the CFL gets up and running, you know, let's have 10,000 people, but let's have 10,000 people in masks or a social distance. We're going to be wearing masks, by the way, for a while. If you go back to the last pandemic back in 1918, I remember when this all started, I went, what did sports do? So I went back and did some research. If you look at the pictures, watch some of the highlights of baseball and the pictures or even the film, you know, people watching Babe Ruth, you know, they're in masks. I mean, nobody's ever talked about that in history. They wore masks for a couple of years. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to, and it's not even so much the people around me. It's just for to know that, you know, you're wearing a mask, so they know they can wear a mask. I thought that was astounding last night, but there'll be a spike.
Well, actually, John Lynch said that when he was calling Rough Rider games in 1918, he was wearing a mask when he called the games.
Well, I was there too, so tell Johnny I was there too.
Yeah, you were in the next booth, as always.
Yeah, I was in the next booth. I was doing it for the terrestrial. There was no streaming at the time. We actually did just a fake thing. We did that, like, the, you know, whatever that was. But, yeah, it's, man, I don't know if anybody thought, Rod, you know, 9 or 10 months ago that we'd be sitting here 9 or 10 months later still talking about it. But I am so happy that we've had sports. I've kind of gotten used to the empty stadiums. I want to see them full again, but I'm so happy that we've had sports. It really has brought some sense, and I hate that word normalcy, it's brought some sense of relaxation and relief to the anxiety that goes with this thing.
Yeah. Well, entertainment and all the rest.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, the Raptor games have been phenomenal lately. They've been losing, but they've been down to the wire. The NFL weekend was incredible. I loved every minute of it as I was exercising on my couch. I've named my couch now. I should tell you that. I've named my couch.
What?
Peloton. I'm on the Peloton every day.
Somebody tweet that. Rod Black's couch name. I'm on the Peloton every day. Well, I have my bike beside my couch. Well, I watch SportsCenter every morning, and I bike for 45 to 60 minutes every morning watching SportsCenter. What's your TV on more, CTV NewsNet or TSN? Be honest.
I get up really early, so I get – it's on TSN. I've usually watched the SportsCenter or what have you at night. I also have a VPN, so I get to watch some stuff from the States. But then I probably around 10, I'll turn on to CNN a little bit. Then I try to get all the news, even Fox. I'll try to get, gives you kind of balance. And then I'll turn to CTV News because that's kind of now where, you know, we're going to get into the premiers talking across Canada. Quite often it gets a little long and boring, but it hasn't been boring lately. I find it quite fascinating. And you have to stay up on this stuff. If you don't stay up on this stuff, you could possibly be exposed to it. So, And at night, sometimes I've been watching some of the Netflix and Crave. I really like Your Honor right now. I haven't been able to follow it as much as possible. I like that a lot. Have you watched that?
And I tried to find it with my wife last night. We don't have Crave. We just stepped into Crave. The latest decade Crave. And got
if you
Amazon Prime.
From Bell Media, I can get you a free subscription. It's only going to cost you $8.99 a month.
Okay, perfect. Oh, yeah. I'm telling the
it's
guys.
A great show, though.
It's really good.
That.
I've heard that.
Really good. I watch it. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I agree. I'm about four episodes in.
Oh, yeah. Did you like Breaking Bad?
Loved it.
Like Bryan Cranston is destined to play this guy who has these penultimate or ultimate attacks of anxiety and tension and lies to everybody. That's what he is. It's a great... Great. I loved it. And I want to watch the Tiger Woods one. That one was on the other night. I haven't watched that yet.
And Tiger King, you burned through that, right, in the first week?
I did. You know, that was okay. I don't think I'd ever want to watch that again, though. I don't want to. What's that lady's name?
Carol Baskin.
The one that's not, So you murder your husband, and then you get to go on Dancing with the Stars. I love that. I mean, whatever that is.
She's going to be running for mayor of Tampa next. From our viewers, Jeff in Calgary says, Your Honor is awesome. He reminds me of Walter White. Dan Ukraina says the Tiger Woods documentary on Crave is tremendous. Have you seen, Rod, Virgin River on Netflix? It's fantastic.
No, my wife has watched it. She loves it. You know what she's into? Like, she starts and then I kind of catch up. Another one I heard is Yellowstone. I want to watch that
cool.
one. Because I got a boy, Selfie. I'm going to see a lot of you, I hope, this summer when we get back to the CFL. I got a boy playing ball down in Montana. So just south of that, I'm kind of want to get into that Yellowstone and what's the other one? Big Sky. Because I really haven't spent much time in Montana. But I do want to, once the borders open up, if they ever open up in 2026, get down to that area. But hopefully that'll happen. But there's so many good, I was gonna tell you, there's so many good Netflix shows. I think it's not a conspiracy theory. I think Netflix started this virus.
I've blogged it, but trust me, I know.
Amazon, Netflix, Walmart,
Costco.
Here it's called the LCBO. When I was in Manitoba, it was called the Liquor Mart. What's it called there? What's it in Saskatchewan?
You're 6 years sober here. I don't know. I don't go to Saskatchewan Liquor Board.
I know you don't.
LCB.
LCB?
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't been in it in 6 years, so I wouldn't know, Rod.
You would have known that they also started the virus. So,
exactly.
I make jokes about it because I'll tell you what, I still can't believe that I think everybody you've seen is wearing a mask or a social distance, like everywhere, even on the streets, they're wearing them everywhere you go. And yet this thing is still, the numbers are incredible. It probably has to do with testing. But at some time, I want Kiefer Sutherland to show up and end this thing. I mean, I'm sure this is like a 24 episode.
Oh, I thought you meant the designated survivor, which is another tremendous Netflix
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like they're ready to put it in the water stream or whatever, the terrorists, right? Chemical warfare. Yeah, Kiefer would save the day.
Hey, how about this one too, you guys? I mean, I don't think I have ever gone a whole year without every single day saying this. I never thought I'd say this. Every single day you go, I never thought I'd say this. I never thought I'd say this, but they stormed the Capitol Hill. I never thought I'd say this, but...
I know. Well, he and I just said we thought 2020 was crazy. 2021's probably got crazier. But listen, you triggered my thought process with the Montana thing because we spent a lot of time down there. I was raised down near the Montana border. Where in Montana is your son playing ball?
Dawson Community College in Glendive.
Oh, beautiful.
So he plays there.
Straight south.
Playing in Ohio.
Straight.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, so at Christmas time, I was trying to get him back through. Logically, you would fly to Regina, and then I would drive him down through the border. But, you know, I couldn't, obviously. And if I did, I'd have to take the quarantine coming back. And I didn't want to do that because politicians were going all over the world. But I wanted to get him to school. So I think he had to go. He flew Toronto, Atlanta. Minnesota, Bismarck, and then they drove here. His buddies picked him up, and they drove to Glendale. But there are a lot of Canadians playing at that school. They've got, you know, and they're playing, by the way. You know, again, they don't seem to have the same kind of restrictions or rules that we have.
The science is different, apparently. But for our viewers, if I may, where Rod's talking about, you go where we are right here, you go straight down, and you're in Glendive. And
what's it, about 4 hours? Right?
Yeah, not even on one tank of gas, probably three at the most.
I tried to get our buddy Larry Mueller to drive me down there one time back, but Larry's gone rogue on everybody. I think he's just like, you know, he phones you when he wants to, and
that's Ron Lancaster's son-in-law, folks. And there's a photo of him up in the office at the border, so that's why
he is the unofficial mayor. Of Regina and the unofficial premier of Saskatchewan. I love the guy, though.
He's the best. He's the best. We wouldn't poke
and his
crap
son,
at him.
His son, Mark, who was a great Ram quarterback, I predict will be a CFL head coach and will be a terrific CFL head coach down the road.
He'll be whatever he wants to be. That's my addendum to that. GM, coach, whatever. We're out of time. You're telling me, Rod. As always, next time we'll talk sports. Thank you for the visit, my man.
COVID hug, man.
COVID hug. Bring it in. Thanks, Rod. Stay safe.
Yeah. Take care, boys.
There you go. The best, Rod Black, joining us from TSN. And we'll be right back with Viewer Takeover, everybody. You're watching on Game Plus Television, live daily on YouTube, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
This has been a fantastic show today. I'm not sure that we accomplished anything, but that's okay.
Yeah.
This is Viewer Takeover, and Clay Bombing, he is a CFL fan. I believe he's in Brandon. DM'd me this tweet from CFL News that says Gray McKenzie reported this. I don't know who Gray McKenzie is, but Canada has purchased an additional 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine, with the Pfizer order up to 40 million doses total. Justin Trudeau says that Canada will have enough supply to vaccinate 20 million people by June of 2021. To me, I don't, again, know Gray McKenzie. All these projections by the prime minister or any politicians or health people, to me, that's posturing to make the prime minister look good. I think it was posted to the CFL Twitter news account to make people think, ooh, we're going to have everybody vaccinated or over half the country by June of 2021. I don't believe that we will. So it's a race to put out the most positive news, I guess. Is that what we've discerned today?
The health professionals haven't been vaccinated yet, all of them.
It's an absolute gong show as to who's getting vaccinated and when. Inmates, health professionals, seniors. Right?
Oh, yeah.
There's no plan.
No, and you and I aren't even in the crystal ball anywhere in terms of getting vaccinated. It's a long way off.
Oh, so, yeah, so Jeff the Stamps fan. Dude, we finally agree with each other. Me and Jeff the Stamps fan.
He says, ring the bell.
That sounds like BS on Trudeau's part to me. I smelled it, too. Who dealt it? Ronald Jacobson in North Dakota says 2021. Hold my beer. See what I'm saying from viewer Greg Klevgaard. Justin is Justin. Lots of talk. Not a lot of substance there.
I know.
You know, and it's just the dam broke today. The dam broke. We try to stick to sports. I'm blaming Rod Black. But really, I started it with a video of the people in Tuscaloosa going through the, you know, celebrating the Crimson Tides championship, just the tens of thousands of people, and that broke the dam of the COVID doc today. And how could it not? How could we ignore it every day for 2 hours or 100% of our show when it continues to run our lives?
I know. It just becomes part of it, and, you know, we try and stay away, but eventually it just overtakes it. You can't. You know, but the 2021 thing, the memes that I'm seeing now most frequently are, you know, this 2-week trial, 2021, I'm out, cancel my subscription, I'll try again next year. You know, and it's, hey, it is what it is, but it's nothing if not interesting, that's for sure.
From Brent Kuhlman, another great show, guys, but I have to run so I can help pay for our politicians' beach vacations. Oh, people aren't forgetting this anytime soon. And I waited like a week to make it my commentary on Cat Country 98 FM. And everybody's like, yeah, you go. Like, people aren't forgetting it. It's going to be top of mind for quite some time. I'm very excited about tomorrow's show. Nice work, Clark. We've got Adrian Dater. He's a Colorado Avalanche reporter. Who's he with? Newspaper? Oh, The Athletic? He's a writer. I believe he requested a phone interview. They're kind of shy of cameras, the writers.
They tend to be.
For the most part.
They tend to be.
And Jim Lang, Canada's foremost NFL expert. Write this down. He's the OG of Canadian NFL insiders.
Yeah.
Jim Lang. So I said to Clark, we got to get Jimbo. I don't want him to think we forgot about him. Thanks today to Rod Black, Peter Labardius, Brian Snow. Everybody, we'll see you in 24 hours on YouTube Live and right here on Game Plus. See you, Moose.
See ya.
Let's go beat up DuPont.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.